The Thing I Saw Last Night by Deb Loheed. Illustrations by Graham Ross. The Thing I Saw Last Night by Deb Loheed. Illustrations by Graham Ross. The autumn leaves were rustling. The moon was shining bright. The park was still and empty on that fateful Thursday night. Old Rex and I were walking along the forest trail. The bushes whispered secrets. My buddy wagged his tail. We weren't feeling nervous, my faithful dog and I, until a ball of lightning tore a streak across the sky. We saw it brush the treetops with sparks of dancing light. We saw it hit the clearing, then flare up hot and bright. We waited for a moment, then we went to take a look at the spot where it had landed, in the meadow by the brook. As we sneaked up even nearer, we discovered it was small. It was sort of round and greenish, like a glowing tennis ball. Rex snatched it in an instant. Then his paws began to fly as he bolted through the woods with that green object from the sky. And that was when it happened, when I heard the eerie sound. Something spooky stood behind me, so I stopped and turned around. Then suddenly it stepped out from behind the maple trees, and the sight that stood before me made me wobbly in the knees. It was large and smooth and lanky, sort of shimmery and green. When the thing reached out to grab me, I let out a piercing scream. And then I started racing down the trail behind my dog. But I hadn't gone too far before I landed in the bog. The mud sucked up my shoes until I couldn't get away. And that thing was right behind me, so I didn't want to stay. Then its face was right beside me. Its four eyes were fixed on mine. Its mega mouth was open, and those eyes began to shine. I almost started screaming, hoping anyone would hear. I had my mouth wide open when I thought I saw a tear. The four-eyed thing was crying, and the fellow looked so sad that I swallowed back my scream and asked him why he felt so bad. He murmured near my ear, which was hard since he was tall, and I'm sure I heard him say, "You know your doggie stole my ball." So we spent the next 2 hours chasing Rexy through the park. And that creature's glowing eyes were like four flashlights in the dark. And when we finally caught him, Rex just dropped it on the ground, then wagged his silly tail like he was glad that he'd been found. Then a flash of light came beaming from above us in the sky. And I knew that it was time for my new friend to say goodbye. We waved at one another. Old Rex let out a bark. Then the beam of light was gone, and we were standing in the dark. Until a brilliant burst of light went streaking over high and far, and we watched the glowing globe till it was smaller than a star. We looked at one another. Rexy gave his head a shake. I'm sure we both were thinking, what a story this would make. Now it's Friday morning, and I'm lying here in bed, wondering if it happened in the park or in my head.